Hey, I'm going to grab some questions from the Q&A section over here. So one person asked me, you know, in Mark chapter 6, verse 3, why do I not believe that Jesus was a carpenter? Because, you know, they say, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary? And since they were right about the other things in the verse, why don't I believe that Jesus was a carpenter? What they're referring to is that, you know, I was offended by this bumper sticker that people have that says, my boss is a Jewish carpenter. Because I just felt like that was not respectful toward the Lord Jesus Christ, because I would never characterize him as a Jewish carpenter. I don't even like it when people say he was a Jewish rabbi. He's not a rabbi, he's the rabbi. He's the only one that could legitimately be called master or rabbi. And so it's not that I believe that he was not a carpenter. It's just that I'm saying that there's nothing in the Bible that tells us that he was for sure a carpenter. Just because these people call him, isn't this the carpenter, doesn't mean that it's true. Because if you look at the parallel passage over in Matthew chapter 13, they say, is not this the carpenter's son? And we know he's not the carpenter's son. And so they're being derogatory. And so even if he was a carpenter, because it's derogatory, I'm not interested in slapping that on the back of my car. And I'm not going to get up and preach sermons about Jesus being a carpenter, because I'd rather preach things that are actually clearly stated in the Bible than just, hey, he was probably a carpenter because Joseph was a carpenter and these people call him, hey, isn't this guy just a carpenter? Isn't he the carpenter's son? I don't know. Do you guys see what I'm saying with that? I'm not saying he wasn't. I even said in my sermon, he probably was, but I just don't think that we should make a doctrine out of that. Or
I think that's a good point, just the fact that they're kind of using as a pejorative term, in the sense that they're trying to knock down who he is or something by claiming he's just a carpenter. I think it's just, it's similar to something you'd said before about, you know, people say, isn't Mary the mother of God? And it's like, from a technical perspective, she was Jesus' mother and Jesus is God. So yeah, in a way that's true, but it's just kind of like a weird thought. It's like, why would you focus on something like that? And if Jesus is a carpenter, which you could definitely, you know, believe that that was true potentially, at least at some part of his life. But what's the benefit of, you know, that understanding?
Well, he certainly wasn't a carpenter during his ministry, because he's right, clearly only preaching and doing the work of God the entire time. So was there this period in his 20s when he's a carpenter? The way I look at it is, if God wanted us to know that, we'd have some stories about him making a chair or a table or something. You know, shouldn't we just focus on what the Bible says? Pastor Berzins, you unmuted. What you got?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think just about the only thing that I can glean from even caring about what profession he may have done leading up to all his ministry is maybe just to show that he was a normal, humble guy. But it doesn't matter whether he was a carpenter or whether he was a plumber or whether, you know, like whatever, right? Whatever type of profession he might have been doing, occupying his time as he was growing and learning, it's not in scripture for a reason. I mean, there's almost nothing of his early childhood recorded, other than in Luke 2, where you see him as, you know, as a child, you know, questioning with the doctors and lawyers, and you know that he has great understanding even at an early age. But other than that, it's not like you're really getting any insight into his life. So it's kind of like, what's the point of really even focusing much on that at all?
Yeah, and you brought up the you know, the kind of humble down to earth aspect, but you kind of just get that from him growing up in the home of a carpenter. He grew up.
I mean, that's,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think too, you know, a lot of preachers always want to preach on things that aren't explicitly said, and they're preaching about things that aren't, you know, it's like, why don't you preach what's actually there? It reminds me of people that are like, I need to read the book of Enoch, and I need to read the book of, you know, like all these other books. And it's like, you haven't even like touched the surface of what the Bible teaches, and like all the book, you know, just everything that's in the Bible. And so there's so much in there, you know, I'm constantly amazed. I'm sure you guys would say the same, as far as just how deep the Bible is. And every time I go through a certain book, I'm like, I thought I knew it, thought I knew it well. And then I just realized there's so much in there. And so, you know, we'll spend our lifetimes figuring out everything that's in the Bible. And so why not just focus on what's actually said, explicitly taught, instead of just going, it's kind of like, you know, did Adam have a belly button? The navel gazing type things, things that aren't.
I actually feel really strongly about that.
You believe he has a belly button, right? Because
absolutely. I feel like that's really important too. Because of anything the Bible says, I just think it's important philosophically.
Yeah, no, I know why you say that though. You're talking about like the apparent age.
Apparent age and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But to the person asking the question, I have no problem with you believing that Jesus was a carpenter. I mean, like I said, he probably was. You know, I don't like that bumper sticker. I don't like that mentality. And I don't think we should preach things unless they're really clear in scripture. So, but I have no issue with Jesus being a carpenter because, you know, sounds great to me, but it's just, I just don't think it's clear in the Bible. So.